Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, amen. It is the Black Prince of Preachers, and we are live here on Blog Talk Radio, amen. It is Sunday morning, which means it is time for CAD Church's weekly message, amen. I will be filling in for Bishop Mac Page. Praise God, hallelujah. So get ready. We are about to get started on this morning. Give God the glory, the honor, and the praise. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I've been praising Jesus on the daily. I preach the word and you ain't got a baby. I'm not the type to do it for the money. I love him cause he first loved me. He didn't have to do it but he did it. Down the road of Calvary he went. They hung him on the cross and then he died. But 3 days later, he was back alive. So when I wake up, I'll be praying. Can't give me understand me, and he feels my pain. That's why I pray with him in the morning.
I thank him in the evening, because he loved me. I was dying, and he gave me
rest. And when I wake up, I'll be praying.
Can't give
me understand me, and he
feels my pain.
That's why I praise him in the
morning, and I thank him in the evening,
cause
he loved me, I was dying,
he
saved me, yeah.
My enemies are at my table with me. I'm wondering who my duty could be. I'm knowing that this world is about to get me, but I'm gonna have to let the Spirit lead me. The word says grace is sufficient. His word is perfect, so I lift it. He's seated on the right hand of the Father. And you always answer when I call you. So when I wake up, I'll be praying. Can he understand me and he feels
my
pain? That's why I praise him in the morning.
Thank him in the evening,
cause
he loved me,
I'm
dying, and he saved me,
yeah. And when I wake up, I'll be praying,
then his name,
he understand me, and you
feel my pain.
That's why I praise him in the morning,
I thank him in the evening, cause
he loved
me,
I'm
dying,
and
he saved me,
yeah. Hey, I'm saying it's
part of the Lord, part of the Lord.
But Jesus Christ,
every day,
I'm praying
worship him and we give him the glory because he has died for
our sins. Amen. Hallelujah. And that's going to lead me right into the scripture, John 3:16. We should all know it. Amen.
Amen.
It says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. Hallelujah. How many of you know that the cross not only represents the love that God had for us, but it also represents his mercy, his grace, his forgiveness. Amen. Hallelujah. How many of you know if we don't believe that God has died to forgive us, God has died to show mercy to us, then you won't be in depression all your life if you don't believe that. Because you don't believe that God has forgiven you for your sins, you're going to continue in it. Amen. Hallelujah. And that alone leaves you depressed, broken down, feeling like, oh, is nobody here for me? I have messed up too much. There's no coming back from it. Amen. Hallelujah. But if you don't know, I'm here to tell you that you can get up out your mess. Amen. Hallelujah. You can turn this thing around. It's not too late. It's not too late to turn it around. You can call out to God right now, and God says, forgive me, Lord, and he will. He will answer. Amen. Hallelujah. If you come to the Lord with a pure heart, amen. Hallelujah. A true heart, ready, a repentant heart, God would hear you and forgive your sins.
Amen.
So we ought to bless God on this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Welcome to Chad Church Incorporated. Amen. Hallelujah. We are a church that's after reaching everyone. Amen. Hallelujah. It don't matter who he is. We don't discriminate. Poor, rich, black, white, Asian. We don't care. We are here to reach out and give the gospel to the people who want it. Amen. Hallelujah. So that's what we represent at Pure Church. We're here to try to save lives. Amen. Hallelujah. Trying to bring people to Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. So welcome once, welcome twice, welcome three times. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. And we're going to have prayer this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Just bow your heads for a word of prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you. We just thank you for your presence on this morning, Father. We just thank you for being God all by yourself on this morning, Father. Father, we thank you for keeping us through the night. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank you for giving us strength each and every day, Father. We know if it was without you, Father, we would be weak. Father, we would be lost. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your constant presence in our lives, oh, Father. We thank you for leading us and guiding us and molding us and shaping us to everything you know us to be, even when we don't know. Amen. Hallelujah, Father. Right now, I ask you just to bless the men of God who's going to be bringing forth your word, Father. I ask you to be his mouth on this morning, Father. I ask you to hide him behind you. Let his words be your words and his thoughts be your thoughts in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, right now. And right now, I rebuke any words of the enemy that might try to come in and try to and cause a distraction. Amen. Hallelujah. I rebuke it right now in the name of Jesus, Father. We even bless these seats right now, Father. Anybody who's, if any black is just calling anyone to not come in and receive from God, we block it and we rebuke it right now in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. And right now, Father, we just thank you on this morning for everything that you're about to do, everything you're about to lay in front of us. We thank you for clearing up confusion. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank you for bringing direction on this morning. We thank you and we love you and we give you all the praise and all the honor. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Anyone have a testimony on this morning about the goodness of the Lord? It don't have to be nothing fancy. It can be some simple as you woke me up. Anybody have a testimony? Amen.
Good morning, church.
Good morning.
Thank you, Lord, for this morning. I want to first give honor to God who is the head of my life, who woke me up this morning, put me in my right mind, gave me strength this morning in the name of Jesus. So I just thank the Lord for that. We had an awesome Thanksgiving. I want to just thank the Lord that I was able to see my aunties and uncles that they're still alive and well. One of them was missing, but thank you for the rest that are still here. My cousins. So it was a blessing that he kept us safe on the road because we got on the road late Wednesday night and made it in like 4 o'clock that morning. So I thank the Lord that he kept us safe, kept us awake, and we got there safely, bringing us back. So just thanking the Lord for that, that being able to spend another Thanksgiving with my family still here on the earth. We take it for granted, but life is not promised to any of us. So we just got to make the best of it and appreciate it and praise him for the days that we do have and pray for my parents as they travel back.
Amen. Amen. She thanked the Lord for strength and safe travels. You know, how many of you know that when we with God, we don't have to worry about anything. We don't got to worry about accidents. We ain't got to worry about none of that. We ain't got to worry about nobody falling asleep at the wheel because God is right there watching us and making sure we all right. Amen. Hallelujah. So thank you, Sister Dina, for that testimony on this morning. Amen. Any more testimonies before we move ahead? On the line, on the broadcast, if you have a testimony of the goodness of the Lord in a broadcast, please leave it down in the comments. Amen. Hallelujah. It might bless someone. You never know. Amen. Hallelujah. So if there's no more testimonies, we're going to move on to more praise and worship. Amen. Hallelujah.
The glory, the honor, and the praise on this morning, because he's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be magnified on this morning, because he truly is an awesome God. Hallelujah. My God.
My God is awesome.
He can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
He keeps me in the
valley.
He hides me from the rain.
Yeah.
My God
is awesome. He'll be when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weak.
Yes, my God.
My God is awesome. He can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Awesome.
Yes, Lord, he's awesome.
I love you, Jesus. more than anything.
More than anything.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
We give you the glory this morning, and I love you.
I love Jesus.
I worship and adore you.
I worship and adore
you. And Lord, I just want to tell you.
Just want to tell you
that I love you.
Lord, I love you.
More than anything.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord. I love you, Jesus.
I worship you.
I worship and adore you.
I
just want to tell you
that I love you.
Lord, I love you more than anything.
Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. We worship you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We adore you, Lord. Hallelujah. You're truly worthy to be praised.
Hallelujah.
You are truly worthy to be magnified. Hallelujah. You've done so much, Lord. We just want to glorify you right now. We want to take time out to praise you right now. You pray, Lord, that you live in the praises of your people, Lord. So we praise you right now. Hallelujah. We thank you for grace. You are the King of kings. You are the Lord of lords. There is none above you, none next to you, and there never will be. And we will glorify your name. We will magnify your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because you're worthy.
God, amen, hallelujah. Knowing everything that you have been through, knowing all the things, all the places you could have been, but God, amen, hallelujah, amen. So we have reached the time of the word, the meal, the, you know, just the buffet we're going to get from God on this morning, amen, hallelujah. And I want to give Elder a proper introduction, amen, hallelujah. If you could come forward and give a word to God, is my husband, amen, hallelujah. You know, he goes by the title Elder. He's a man after God's own heart. I can testify to that myself. Through all the trials, through tribulations, no matter what goes on, he's still chasing after God. Amen. Hallelujah. So you best to believe this word that's coming is coming straight from God. Amen. Hallelujah. From a real experience with God. Amen. Hallelujah. So now I'm introducing Elder Andre Prevost. Come on and give us this good word. Amen.
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 Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Wow. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. We give God the glory, the honor, and the praise on this morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's pray real quick. Father God, we thank you for the word on this morning, Lord. Lead me and guide me through your word, Lord. Bless us with the revelation that you want us to have. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. We give thanks to everybody that's on the line, everybody that showed up this morning, everybody on all the social media platforms. Praise God. Today we're going to go to 1 Samuel chapter 17. 1 Samuel chapter 17. Praise God, and we're going to start at verse number 2, 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse number 2, praise God, hallelujah, amen. And the title that I got, amen, is The Opportunity of a Lifetime, praise God, The Opportunity of a Lifetime, praise God, hallelujah, amen. To set up just a little bit of background here, we're going to be talking about King David on today. Amen. Everybody knows about King David. Amen. They say he was the greatest king to ever, hallelujah, reside over Israel to this day. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God himself said he's a man after mine own heart. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, we at the point of his life, hallelujah, where some years back it was prophesied to him, hallelujah, amen, that he would be king over Israel. Hallelujah, praise God. So we set it up at a point in time of his life where some years had passed, a few years had passed since he'd been told he was going to be something greater than what he is right now. Praise God. Some years have passed, hallelujah, and even though, hallelujah, he was a child at the time, praise God, if you notice in the Bible, they move quicker than we do, praise God. Our children 18, 19, 20, praise God, before they get off their feet in the Bible, these kids was 13 and 14, had their own spots, praise God, living their own lives, hallelujah, praise God. So they're a little further along than, say, our kids are these days, praise God. So it's been a few years, and David is still doing what he was doing when they came and told him he was going to be something great. Praise God. Hallelujah. And a lot of us are living in this moment that God is getting ready to break down to us. A lot of us are living in this moment right now. Praise God. We're living in a point in time where we have been told to come over your life. Never heard it before. You've been told it, but you've been doing what you used to do. Praise God. So when we started 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse number 2, it reads, and fathers and men of Israel were gathered together and picked up the family of Levi and set the battle in array against the Philistines. On the one side, on the other side, and there was a battle between them. And there went out a champion of the Philistines named Goliath, whose height was 6 cubits in span. Praise God. And it's about 9 feet. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And so, and the weight of was 5,000 shekels of bread, which is about 166 pounds. And he had rings of bread on his legs and a target of bread between his shoulders. And the stand of his spear was like a weaver's beam. And his spear had weighed 600 shekels of iron, and one bearing of a shield went before him. And he stood and cried upon. Why are you come out? Set your battle in array. Am not I a Philistine, and ye the servants of Saul? Choose you a man for you, and let him come down to me. If he be able to fight me and kill me, then will we be your servants, and will I prevail against him and kill him?
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Right.
let it come of earth.
Surely to defy Israel. And he come up, and it shall be that the man that killeth him, the king will enrich him, hallelujah, with great riches, and will give him
his daughter, and make his father now free in Israel.
Praise God, hallelujah. Another way,
hallelujah, amen. The thing number two is we see a situation.
We got a lot of people can't face up. Right. A lot of people we don't want to feel like, you know how people act on you think you know everything, you think you can do anything, you think you can beat the system. So if you're trying to heal all this, at least we can remember about it. We're going to just sit up and not say nothing. Hallelujah. But point number two is to be doing what you're supposed to be doing. Praise God. Point number two is speak up.
Praise
God, hallelujah. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. But we got all these weapons.
Praise God. Now, when you're in a position, you got to be able to step And I went after him, I smote him and delivered him out of his mouth. And when he arose against me, I caught him by the beard and slew him. He said, "Hey, man, I didn't talk. I'm tired of the man in the backyard." Praise God. You think I'm scared of a human being? Praise God. Even though he's 9 foot, 9 feet and five, I'm not scared of an animal. I don't went and got the lamb. Well, they talk about I just got these human sheep. I went.
Same concept. Praise God. If I apply the concept that I use over here with you, praise God, it don't work. Praise God. Hallelujah. You just got to get the opportunity to do it. Praise God. Hallelujah. When you see that opportunity, sometimes you got to fight for that opportunity. Praise God. You got to just go, I'm going to do it. Praise God. And there's no stopping from taking opportunity. And verse 37 says, and he took his
for he was born of you and of of four continents.
On the first one, I'm saying to David, am I a god? You want to be with him for the opportunity to leave. You are not the king of kings. Praise God, that's on their income.
What they don't do.
You want to be willing to look at them and their friends and see if they are not scared of you at all. Praise God, hallelujah. And he said, am I a god? That God comes to me with faith, and the Philistine cursed David by his God. Praise God. And the Philistine said to David, come to me, and I will give thy flesh to the fowls of the air and the beasts of the sea. Praise God. So he went and he went to intimidate. Praise God. I'm going to leave your garden and got three dogs and say, respect him, disrespect him. No, respect him, intimidate him,
totally disrespect. Hallelujah.
Praise God. And everybody's going to say, God, they're going to know
we almost
came to pass when the first time arose, and came to the truth of
that David
hasted and ran towards the enemy, the army, to meet the Philistines. Hasted means he moved up.
Hallelujah,
praise God. He took off running to what he was. He made that statement.
Hallelujah.
When it was time to go, he went. Praise God. With the hands of hallelujah, amen. It was time to go. The bell rang, and he went running towards. Praise God, hallelujah. Whatever the doctor believes, you're going to run. Hallelujah.
You got to let it know. Yeah,
I didn't scare you. You do what you were scared of me. Okay, we just ain't scared of each other. Praise God. Hallelujah. The only difference is I got up. Hallelujah. And David and slayed a stone and slayed and smote the Philistine in his forehead. But the stone struck into his forehead and he fell upon his face to the earth. So David prevailed.
Hallelujah, against the
Hallelujah. You shouldn't be worried about nobody else coming against you. Praise God.
Hallelujah. We're going to open up the phone lines at this time. If anybody have a testimony or a prayer request or a comment on today, the phone line is open. Praise God.
Thank God for the safe trip. And y'all continue to pray for us in the world.
Amen, amen. We thank God for Bishop Page, amen, making the safe passage home. Praise God, hallelujah. We thank God for everybody in attendance today, amen. We've had a blessed time in the Lord, amen. Any announcements, anything else today?
Our Hebrew Women's Church Conference, January the 12th and the 13th. We will have that at the Simon Faith Ministry Church, 609 Truman Street, Arlington, Texas. So look forward to that. So it is a $50 registration early bird for anyone who is interested in coming. You can go on our, we do have a website now. But you can go on our Facebook, but I can't think of the name of it right now. But you go on our Facebook, Care Church, Inc., and then it will lead you to our website now. So thank God for that.
Amen, amen. Praise God. That's the Women's Conference on January 12th and the 13th of January, 2024. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, we thank God. Anything else on today? Amen. Well, let us pray. Father, we thank you for the word. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for your presence. And as we leave the place, but never from your presence, we simply pray that your Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with each and every last one of us till we come back together again. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
And offering.
Oh, offering. Amen. If you want to give an offering, a donation, if you want to pay your tithes, amen, go to Care Church, Inc., @gmail.com, amen. That's on PayPal. That's on Zelle, amen. That's on Cash App. Praise God. All of the websites, the pay websites. Praise God. Hallelujah. Go to CareChurchInc.com. Praise God to give your donation. Bless the name of the Lord. And we just thank God. Everybody have a blessed day. Go with God. We're gonna see y'all Wednesday night, amen, for a Wednesday night Bible study. Bless the name of the Lord. Y'all have a good one.
I am for.